It's time to talk about the non-PPR leagues. We started this yesterday, and I want to get into it now. And I want to start with you, Modica, because you keep drafting Danny Woodhead everywhere. And you only play in PPR leagues. I understand that. And you never claim to do anything different or really know anything different. PPR is what you do. But if you were not playing PPR and you're playing standard, what does that do to Danny Woodhead?
I think it's got to drop him close to probably like 10 spots. I mean, he's got to be, for me, he's in the high teens. He's a top 20 back in PPR. So I'd have to say close to number 30 overall, you know, maybe in the high 20s. I'm trying to look here and see, like, yeah, I think, you know, he's going to take a hit because I love those receptions. Those receptions should be plentiful. I'm expecting a lot. So once we take that out of the mix, I think he does take a big hit.
Corey, I know you have been able to, you know, you don't like standard. You played in standard, of course. Now, Danny Woodhead, what happens to him?
Played in one standard last year. I won the chip. What happens to Danny Woodhead, he drops considerably when you talk about it, because obviously the pass catching is a big part of what he does. But not only is it the pass catching, you got to look at roster construction. If you understand that you're going to go running back heavy more than likely earlier in the draft, so you're going to have the guys like the LeGarrette Blount. You're going to have the Carlos Hyde. You're going to have the Marshawn Lynches and the Isaiah Crowells and the Jay Ajayis. Those are the running backs you're going to use to make out your roster. These fringe running backs, they're going to get pushed down the board now, because the round where you would normally be drafting them, you would more than likely be drafting wide receivers. You know, they have that high touchdown upside. So you take, I would say, you could see a 3-4 round drop for a player like Danny Woodhead. Well, a 2-4 round drop for a player like Danny Woodhead in the standard league. I don't want to say he's a bench player in the standard league, Danny Woodhead.
Yeah, I'd probably go with a guy like CJ Anderson with that revamp. I don't like CJ Anderson.
Not him.
But I'm saying, you know, in a standard, I'm going to take the gamble that that line's much improved and, you know, that he's going to get the first crack at being the starting back.
Scotty, same question goes to you, of course. Danny Woodhead, in that standard league, how much does his value fall?
Yeah, I agree with Corey, bench player, because not only do I don't think he's going to get the touchdowns once Dixon is there, maybe they will mix him in you know, before he comes back, but you still got Terrence West there. Blah. But you know, maybe they use him at the goal line. No touchdowns, injuries an issue, probably not going to have any shares of him. Bench player.